Matchday live through until 6 o'clock on BBC Radio Lancashire. Accrington Stanley 3-2 winners against Tranmere Rovers. Delighted to say manager James Beattie has joined us live here. James, congratulations. What are the lads feeling in there, and how are you feeling?
Yeah, lads are feeling great. I think it's been coming, if I'm honest. But it was a hard fought victory, and to get our first win against a team such as Tranmere, who's come down from League One and has got a great infrastructure. I think it's a massive credit to the boys. They've been working really hard this last 2 weeks since we got the training ground, and hopefully now the hard work that we put in and they put in on the training pitch will come to fruition.
They could easily have gone into their shell at 2-1 down, couldn't they, and thought, here we go again, luck's gone against us, but they didn't, and what a great reaction that was.
Yeah, I think before that though, I think we've been starting games really, really well, and we've taken the lead in the last four games, and obviously surrendered that lead in those cases. We looked like doing that again, and like you say, it could have easily capitulated, and the lads could have gone into the shell, as you say, and the reaction to it was brilliant. I think the two strikers during that period when we were under pressure and Tranmere were in the ascendancy, I think the two strikers got us through that. I think Marcus Carver, with his endeavour and just his sheer running, his enthusiasm for the game, was absolutely magnificent today, and I know he's got them performances in him, so it's up to me and him to work on getting them out on a more regular basis. And obviously James was there to convert the chance, but I have to comment on them too. Everybody's contributed to the victory. In the first half I thought we were good, the units were working well, I thought we were squeezing up, there was good distances between the midfield and the back four, and in front as well as sideways, and we were tight and we were compact when we were defensive, and we got off to a good start, and James converted the penalty. Then we say all the right things in the dressing room, and the lads go on about keep it tight, keep doing the right things, start the game again, and then Tom drops a ball into Piero, which would never happen, or hopefully would never happen at the start of a game, which then Matty wins the header, invites the pressure, and they score from that. And then they're in the ascendancy and go and score nearly straight after as well. So it was a great reaction from the boys, very, very pleasing, but I think could be avoided if we stuck to the game plan a little bit better. But nothing but admiration for the boys. As I say, every single week they give me everything, and in return I give them everything as well, and it's a great relationship. And the lads love coming into work, which is what I want. But when they're in work, they enjoy what they're doing, but they work hard as well. And as you can see, hopefully we can start picking up results now.
You mentioned that goal at the start of the second half. Now you're on this side of the fence, watching it from the side rather than being out there. It must do your head in even more when that happens.
Yeah, I mean, that's the frustrating part, because I think as a player you can affect what's going to happen. And I mentioned before, when the lads go out and you entrust everything that you've told them, you entrust it into them, and you give them the responsibility to carry out what you want them to do. That's not what we want them to do. And obviously, when things happen like that, sometimes it's good to have an end result, such as a goal, because then they can see. It's not me just saying that things will go wrong if you do that. If things like that happen and we do concede, then they actually experience it for themselves. So hopefully that'll deter them not to do it again.
I know you said in the week before this game that the start to this season is in no way a comparison to last season, that you're better equipped than you were last season in terms of your squad. But I bet you're hoping for a similar run now that you got your first win, aren't you?
Yeah, that'd be great. I think the number of players we've got is not an advantage. I think the way that the players have progressed themselves, and the way our relationship has grown as a squad and a team, has improved. And that's given us extra. But you know, numbers wise, I think we could do with a couple more players, two or three, if I'm honest. Because to try and do a full season with 19 players is going to be a massive ask. If you get a couple of injuries, then we need to, as I say, I think we need to add.
You're going to have a good weekend though, aren't you? Does it feel an awful lot better for a football manager when you can drive home with knowing that you've won?
Yeah, of course. I think when we don't pick up points or when we draw, I know that the lads have got wins in them, and I know that there's not that much between the teams in this league, and the result is basically dependent on how mentally the lads approach the game, how they start the game, how they manage the game, how they get the foothold when they're on top. Do they capitalise on chances that they have? When they're under pressure, do they resist the pressure? Do they cave into the, it's all mental, because physically, as you've seen today, the lads are, I've got no worries whatsoever about any of the boys. It's just, if we can get the more decisions right than wrong, then we'll end up winning football matches. And as I say, there's not much between the teams, but I'll be going home, and I asked the lads very nicely before the game if they could give me 3 points today, because it's my son's eighth birthday, and I'll be buzzing. I won't see him tonight when I get home, but in the morning he'll ask me, "Daddy, being the manager, did you get 3 points like yesterday?" And I'll say, "Yes, son." And for the first time this season, I can say that.
Brilliant. Well, enjoy your weekend, James. Thanks ever so much for joining us.
No problem.